It's a pretty significant moment. This has never happened in British political history. 50 years after we had the first television presidential debates in the United States of America, we're going to have our own slightly more modest version in this country in the general election. What will happen is over three consecutive weeks during the general election campaign, the leaders of the three main parties, Gordon Brown, David Cameron and Nick Clegg, will face 90 minutes of questions from a moderator, a senior journalist on the three television channels, that's ITV, Sky and the BBC, but also significantly questions from the audience.
Why has it taken so long to get to this?
Well, I suppose you could say that in this country, we don't have a presidential system. Technically, at a general election, you vote for the MP, and then whichever party has the most number of MPs, hey, the leader of that party becomes prime minister. So we don't technically have a presidential system. But the reason why it hasn't happened is that usually somebody, one of the leaders of the party, has a great deal to lose. But this time it has happened, and it's happened for two very simple reasons. The first reason is that there is a general agreement that the entire British political system was brought into ill repute by the expenses scandal of last summer. And every party, which obviously tried to attack each other in that, they agreed on one thing: we've got to try and get the political system closer to the people, and this is a very important way of doing it. That's the first reason. The second reason is that all the political parties all agreed that Barack Obama ran a fantastic campaign, both in the primaries and in the main presidential election last year. They all said, we'd like to have a bit of that. Now, what did Barack Obama do? He had an endless number of TV debates in the Democratic primaries, then those two television debates against John McCain, who was the Republican candidate. So it was a bit difficult for our political leaders to say, wasn't that a fantastic general election in the United States? Bit difficult for them to say that and then not take part in one of the key elements of that, which is television debates.
Are we going to get any of that American razzle dazzle?
Well, I'm not sure there'll be a huge amount of razzle dazzle, and actually, in the US, the debates in the primaries were quite exciting, but the actual sort of debates between McCain and Obama, they weren't quite so exciting. Some people have been saying, some of those involved in the negotiations, and they have been very lengthy, the negotiations to agree the format of these debates. Some have said there's a danger that they've been negotiated to death, that the rules are going to be too restrictive. But on the other hand, it could be lively, it could be exciting. Each of the debates has to be dedicated to a particular theme, domestic economy and foreign. But in each case, it'll just be half of the 90 minutes will be to that. The other half will be to a live issue. And the second thing is, it won't just be questions from the senior journalist, Alastair Stewart for ITV, Adam Bolton for Sky, and I think it's David Dimbleby for the BBC. It
Yes, it
won't
is.
just be questions from them. It will also be questions from the audience, and that could be quite exciting. And shouldn't forget that the leaders will know what the theme is, but they won't know what the questions are.
If you were a betting man, Nick, who would you put a tenner on to come off best?
Well, it's very difficult. You must assume that David Cameron is the most accomplished media performer of them all. Gordon Brown can be a bit awkward, and Nick Clegg is quite new to the game. But then you've got to factor in the expectation. The expectation is that David Cameron will do brilliantly. The expectation is that Gordon Brown might have another one of those great YouTube moments, which was, to put it politely, an unfortunate performance. But because that's the expectation, if David Cameron comes in slightly below that, and Gordon Brown comes in slightly above that, well, then maybe we'll say, didn't Gordon Brown do well? So it's quite difficult to tell how it'll work out.